Jury Amendment Act gets approval in the lower house, and Senate passes bill to prevent tax leakage. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
The Jury Amendment Act, which seeks to improve efficiency of the administration of the criminal justice system in Jamaica, was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The legislation seeks to address the continuing problem of a shortage of jurors to serve the circuit courts, which has been contributing significantly to the delays in the disposal of criminal cases.
And assure the House that while this is not a panacea for all the problems that exist, it goes a far way into reducing the challenges that the jury system has been subject to over the years.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. Mr. Atkinson, in closing the debate, told parliamentarians that the size and list of jurors available has increased, and issues that might have affected jurors regarding their employment have also been addressed. Opposition spokesperson on justice, Delroy Chuck, noted that the proposed changes to the bill were important and necessary. He also encouraged Jamaicans to serve as jurors in order to be able to assess and determine the innocence or guilt of a person who is tried for serious offense.
I find it ridiculous that a number of Jamaicans feel that to serve on a jury is an imposition. And far too many Jamaicans feel that they don't need to play a part in the governance of this country. And serving on a jury is one simple part you play in the governance of this country.
The bill amends the Jury Act to provide for, among other things, the production of an expanded list of potential jurors from a combination of the voters list and the list of persons with tax registration numbers issued under the Revenue Administration Act, and the statutory protection of employees summoned to serve as jurors against adverse actions for their employers. Also on Tuesday, Parliament gave approval to the Representation of the People's Amendment Act, which deals with the issue of campaign financing in Jamaica. The rationale for this action is a recognition for the need to bolster transparency and accountability of elected officials and reduce corruption and improper influence in public life, thereby encouraging greater confidence in the political process. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Polwell, who has responsibility for electoral matters, cited the Principal Act, which places a cap of $10 million for each candidate to spend during an electoral period.
In relation to the limit of $10 million, in 2011, this limit was imposed by law. And so it is not properly before us today because it was already established by law. What is a shortcoming in the law is that it really should be subject to constant review by this parliament. And what I'm proposing is that the matter be referred back to the ECJ.
The bill seeks to implement recommendations set out in the report on campaign financing prepared by the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, the ECJ. And the Senate on Friday, November 27, passed amendments to the Income Tax Act, which will empower the government to prevent tax leakage through the transfer pricing system. Transfer pricing is used by multinational companies for sales and services within their corporate groups and by individuals in transactions with corporations under their control. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says without controls in place, the system can be used as a mechanism for tax avoidance.
Unless prevented from doing so, related parties engaged in cross-border transactions can avoid income tax of a country by manipulating transfer prices. And this results in the distortion of the allocation of profits between related party entities as well as their tax liabilities.
Minister Golding says government and the private sector have agreed that a transfer pricing regime is urgently needed. Under the new system, all taxpayers will be asked to provide on their returns in March 2016 a list of their related party transactions. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.